I want you to think for a moment, if you will, back to when you were a kid and what you wanted to be when you grew up. All right, maybe it was an astronaut, maybe it was a firefighter or a doctor or something like that. But think about what that was. And I bet you, whatever it was for you, you didn't want to be an average one of those. You wanted to be the best doctor that there was. You wanted to be the best astronaut. You wanted to save the world as a soldier or whatever you were going to be. You wanted to be the best thing that there was. You wanted to be the best at that occupation. And that's one of the beautiful things about kids is that their minds don't admit of half measures. They don't go halfway on things. They want to be the best. They want to be the greatest. They want to be unique. They want to have special powers. They want to have a special mission, a special call. And that's because all of us, innately, on some level, have this desire to be unique, to have special abilities, to be able to do something that other people can't, to have that special mission in life. And I think this is why we're so captivated often by stories about heroes. You think of all the books out there, all of the movies out there about heroes. Think of somebody like Sherlock Holmes. He's got these special perceptive abilities that he can go fight crime with. Think of the Chronicles of Narnia, where each of the kids are given a special gift so that they can help save Narnia. Think of any of the superhero movies that we've seen in the last 15 years. X-Men, DC, Marvel, all of the heroes out there. They've all got some special ability which gives them a special call, and they go out and they save the world. They're the hero. And if we're honest with ourselves, when we read those books, when we watch those movies, we kind of want to be those people, don't we? We kind of want to be those heroes with those special abilities. And again, that's because we all have that innate sense of wanting to be unique, wanting to have a certain call, a certain mission. And the truth is, we do all have that. We are all unique. The Lord does have a certain call for each one of us. He's given us all special gifts in our life to fulfill that call. And the point for us is to simply be open to it, to listen to His call, and to say yes to whatever it is. And that's what we see in our first reading and in our gospel today. So let's take a look at the first reading from the first book of Samuel. We see Samuel, he's sleeping. He hears his name called three times. And each time he goes to Eli and says, "Hey, did you call me? What do you want?" And Eli says, "I didn't call you. Go back to sleep." That happens three times. And finally, Eli's the one that realizes it's the Lord calling him. And so when he comes the third time, Eli says to him, "Next time you hear your voice called, simply say, 'Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.'" And that's what he does. When he's called the fourth time, he says, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." He hears the call from the Lord. He hears the Lord's voice. And he's able to go out and be that instrument for the Lord's will that he's called to be. So the important part for us there is that we need to have that same disposition of openness, that disposition of listening for the voice of the Lord. And this happens in our prayer. Often when we go to prayer, we sort of have an agenda, don't we? We want to ask for things. We want to do devotions. We want to pray the rosary. And I'm not saying those are bad. Those are all great ways to pray. We need to do those things. But you also need to spend time in your prayer simply listening to God. Spend that time in silence. Don't do the talking at that moment. Let the Lord talk to you. Receive His voice. Receive His will for you. All right, so that's the first step, to have that disposition of openness to the Lord's will. The second step is what we see in the gospel. The two disciples, Andrew and the other unnamed disciple, follow Jesus. And then they ask him a question. They say, "Rabbi, where are you staying?" In other words, they want to know where they're going. They want to know what Jesus is calling them to. They want to know the details of what's coming up. They want to know the plan. But does Jesus tell them any of those things? No. First, all he says is, "Come and you will see." And this is what Jesus says to us too. He doesn't tell them that they're going to go out with him preaching. He doesn't tell them that they're going to be with him for 3 years spreading the gospel. He doesn't tell them that they're going to be persecuted for the things that they're teaching. He doesn't tell them that eventually they're going to be martyred for their faith in him. No, all he says is, come and you will see. And they're able to then say yes, even though they don't know all of the details, even though they don't know the whole plan. They know enough. They know that Jesus is calling them to follow him, and that's enough for them to say yes. And it's the same for us, brothers and sisters. In life, it's not always easy to see the Lord's plan. It's not always easy to see how things are going to work out, to know the details. But all the Lord asks of us is to trust him and to say yes anyway. So again, we have, first of all, to have that disposition of openness, that disposition of listening for his voice. And then when we hear his voice, we have to say yes. Always have that disposition of trust and obedience to the will of the Lord. And we know that the Lord's plan for all of us is perfect. So let's think about this for a second. God is perfect himself. He couldn't be otherwise. He's not lacking in any way. He is perfect. That means he can't make any mistakes in any plan that he makes. We also know that God's providence disposes all things that happen. Everything that happens is part of God's plan in some way. All right, so God's perfect. He can't make mistakes. Everything is part of his plan. This means that God's plan for you is totally perfect. There's nothing wrong with it. This also means that there's no way that you could come up with a plan for your life that's better than God's plan for you. It's already perfect. So again, all you have to do is listen for it and say yes to it. And this is the plan, brothers and sisters, that's going to bring you to true fulfillment. You were made for this plan. It's the only thing that's going to satisfy your heart. It's the only thing that's going to make you truly happy. It's the only thing that's going to give you that true peace and that true joy that you desire in your life. So continue to go to your prayer. Continue to go to the sacraments with that disposition of openness, of listening, and that disposition of saying yes to the Lord's will. If we simply do these things, he'll make it clear to us what he wants us to do. He'll give us that strength that we need to do it. And he'll make us those lights to the world that he's calling us to be, so that we can be his great disciples, and so that he can glorify himself in our lives and in the world.